Katy Country 94 weather.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, lawn and garden tractor, or gator, every piece of equipment in our inventory is ready to work hard for your operation. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Stop by your local Landmark location or learn more at landmarkimp.com and experience the Landmark difference.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Chance for snow becoming mixed precipitation with fog and spots early today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 35. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. A few flurries possible at times. Lows level off around 30. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently 31.
Can an insurance bot ever really understand your needs?
Do you think I'd benefit from bundling my auto and home coverage?
Searching for homes with car dealerships nearby.
Sure, robots listen, but do they understand you? At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we'll help you save money and time by bundling your auto and home insurance. Find an agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
With a couple rounds of accumulating snow forecast to impact much of the Sunflower State over the next several days, late this week and early next week, AAA Kansas urging drivers to be prepared for the conditions and to remain cautious if out on the roads while the Auto Club's roadside rescue fleet prepares for a busy period of assisting drivers. AAA Kansas anticipates an increase in emergency roadside service calls as the wintry weather sweeps through and road conditions deteriorate. AAA Kansas tips to repair vehicles for winter weather. Make certain your tires have good tread for adequate traction and are properly inflated. For every 10 degree drop in temperature, tires can lose 1 pound of air pressure. Have the battery checked by a professional to ensure it is strong enough to face cold weather. Keep your gas tank at least half full to avoid gas line freeze up. Ensure that your windshield wiper blades are in good condition and the wiper fluid reservoir is full. Make sure all lights are working properly so you can be seen in bad weather conditions and you can see as well. Hazardous storms and inclement weather are a factor for an average of nearly 500,000 crashes and more than 2,200 traffic crash deaths nationwide every winter. On average, about one-third or 32% of crashes during the winter occur in adverse weather or road surface conditions, according to the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety. Some tips for driving in snowy and icy conditions. Stay home. If you really don't have to go out, don't. Check road conditions before you leave. Access the conditions of roads along your route. Drive slowly. Everything takes longer on ice and snow-covered roads. Accelerate and decelerate slowly. Manage a skid. If you lose traction and begin to spin or skid on snow or ice, don't slam on the brakes. Steer in the direction you want the front of the vehicle to go until your tires regain traction. Increase your falling distance to 8 to 10 seconds. Also, know your brakes. Whether you have anti-lock brakes or not, keep the heel of your foot on the floor and use the ball of your foot to apply firm, steady pressure on the brake pedal. Don't stop if you can avoid it. Don't power up hills and don't stop going up a hill. There's nothing worse than trying to get moving up a hill on an icy road. Get some inertia going on a flat roadway before you take on the hill. All of that information and more tips are available at our website, katycountry94.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes, 60 Independence in Beloit, and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. There'll be a benefit breakfast and bake sale coming up this Sunday, January the 7th, from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Municipal Building in Beloit. Breakfast, burritos, and biscuits and gravy to-go boxes will be available. Items for bake sale can be dropped off at Central National Bank or SNS Drug there in Beloit. Proceeds will be given to Charlamonte to help her fight in her battle against cancer. It's hosted by the Breast Friends Foundation. Osborne County Blood Drive will be taking place Tuesday, January 9th. The blood drive will run from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Veterans Building in Osborne. They have very low appointments so far and are in need of all available donors to please join them. Donors can sign up online at redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to set up your appointment. And Mitchell County Rural Water District Number 2 annual meeting will be held in Hunter coming up on Wednesday, January the 10th at 7 o'clock. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Rebound tapped out by Carly Brummer, then tapped long and loose. Linnell Gingler tracks it down. Quick outlet pass up ahead. Aubrey Gingler spins in the middle of the lane to Linnell in transition with the layup. 16 for Linnell Gingler, and the Lady Jays are up by 12, 32-20, their biggest lead of the game.
Unfortunately for St. John's Tipton girls, after that 32-20 lead, things went the other direction. Sacred Heart finished the game on a 24-10 run to win by two. We'll have much more on the game coming up in this sportscast. Also, a recap of the St. John's Tipton boys' loss to Sacred Heart. We'll preview tonight's high school basketball, look at wrestling results from the area on Thursday, and a preview of this weekend's action. College hoops this weekend as Big 12 men's basketball season opens. K-State football has filled in their vacant offensive coordinator position, and the Chiefs finish out their regular season this weekend. It's all coming up in the sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. We'll open with wrestling results from Thursday at the Larned Round Robin, as the Osborne Bulldog boys and girls were both competing individually on the boys' side. Grant Middleton was second for Osborne at 215. Caden Schultz finished third at 157. Sam Kendig was third at 175. And Gage Seifert third at 190. Individually on the girls' side, Kate Kendig finished third at 110. Cheyenne Noel fourth at 135. And Annie Kendig was fifth at 115. The full results are at ncksports.com. Area teams will be competing on Saturday in high school wrestling. Beloit and Smith Center at the J.R. Durham Invitational in Norton, and Osborne will be at Ellsworth as well. Once again on KD Country 94 on Thursday night, high school hoops. St. John's Tipton in a doubleheader at Sacred Heart. The girls' contest goes to Sacred Heart 44-42. The Lady Knights jumped out to an 8-2 lead, but St. John's Tipton finished off the first quarter and started the second quarter on a 14-0 run to take a 16-8 lead. They led 25-15 at half, and as you heard earlier, they had a 32-20 lead in the third quarter before Sacred Heart came storming back and trailed by just two after the end of the third, 35-33. Lady Jays went up 37-33 to start the fourth quarter, but Sacred Heart went on a 9-0 run to take a 42-37 lead. They would hold on down the stretch for the 44-42 victory to move to 4-4 on the season, while St. John's Tipton dropped to 3-4 with the loss. Sacred Heart was led by Skylar Douglas with 14 points. She was the athlete of the game from SNS Drug and Home Health in Beloit, and Katie Weiss added 12 points. Also for St. John's Tipton, they got a career-high 18 from Linnell Gingler, as she was also a co-athlete of the game from SNS Drug and Home Health in Beloit. She got the block of the game from H&R Block and Beloit. Connection of the game was an assist from Aubrey Gingler to Linnell Gingler in the third quarter, and the utility player of the game was Aubrey Gingler from Sencon of Kansas. Again, St. John's Tipton falling to Sacred Heart. The Lady Knights finished on a 24-10 run to win it by two. In the boys' contest, it really wasn't up for debate who was going to win this one. Sacred Heart jumped out to a 7-2 lead. They led 23-9 after 45-27 at half. In the third quarter, they left no more doubt, outscoring St. John's Tipton 21-3 to lead 66-30. Then they go on to the 75-38 victory. Three players in double figures for Sacred Heart. They were led by Will Tuttle with 17 points, including 3 three-pointers. He was a co-athlete of the game from SNS Drug and Home Health in Beloit, as Luca Adami had 14 points and went 6 of 7 from the floor. Michael Matucci added 14 points as well. Sacred Heart's now 8-0 on the season with that victory. The connection of the game was an assist from Adami to Tuttle in the fourth quarter. Also, St. John's Tipton, they fell to 4-3 on the season, led by Edward Hrenick with 16 points. He scored 11 of those in the second quarter, 15 in the first half. He had 3 three-pointers, 11 points added by Jacob Winkler. Winkler got the utility player of the game from Sencon of Kansas, and Hrenick got the block of the game from H&R Block in Beloit. Once again, Sacred Heart gets a sweep. The girls win 44-42, and the boys win 75-38. In high school hoops tonight on KD Country 94, the Blue Trojans are on the court for the first time in 2024 at Hoisington. You can also listen to the games on KDCountry94.com. St. John's Tipton's at Rock Hills. Games available on the Z96.3 Through the Lake app on your phone and online at KDCountry94.com. Due to ice on our transmitter, the games will not be on the radio as of now on Z96.3 Through the Lake, but that could change throughout the day. Other games, Lakeside at Pike Valley, Osborne at Lincoln, Southern Cloud at Natoma, Sylvan Lucas at Tescott in the Northern Plains League, McConnell League Ellis at Smith Center, Concordia is at Wamego in the NCKL. Again on Katie Country 94, katiecountry94.com. Beloit is at Hoisington in the girls' game. Beloit 4-3, Hoisington 6-0 in their first season under former Osborne coach Trina Luters. Beloit coach Shauna Remus on a veteran Letty Cardinal squad.
They're a group of seniors, and so, you know, when you're playing seniors, a lot of experience, and so they're tough and they're tall. You know, they're very, very physical, and they like to get up and down the floor. And then they like to put a lot of pressure on the ball. It's been real successful for them. So we're just going to have to control what we can control, and that's turnovers, and then just finding a way to score on the offensive end.
Following the girls' game, the 7-0 Beloit Trojans face off against 3-3 Hoisington in the boys' contest. Beloit coach Ryan Eilert on the Cardinals.
They like to control the pace. They'll push it, and yet they'll slow it down and run a minute off the clock if you allow them to. And, you know, they don't have a lot of size. And so more than anything for us, it's coming out and defending like we have, and then offensively making sure that we're getting the shots that we want.
Catch Beloit at Hoisington tonight on KD Country 94. Wade Gerstner calling the action with coverage at 5:50. On the Z96.3 The Lake smartphone app at KDCountry94.com. St. John's Tipton's at Rock Hills. The Letty Jays are now 3-4, but 2-0 in the NPL. Rock Hills enters at 1-6 and 0-1. St. John's Tipton girls coach Leah Bergman on her hopes against Rock Hills.
I know they've only got maybe 7 girls out, so they're a little bit down this year. Our legs might be a little tired, so hopefully it's an opportunity for some of the other girls to play and get some minutes and work on some things and to go out and get after it.
On the other bench, Rock Hills coach Nick Meisner expects a tough challenge.
We're going to have to contain their offense. Brummer's a player, and she can score, you know, off the dribble, off the pass, you name it. So we're going to have to figure out a way to kind of contain her, but they've got 3 or 4 others that can step up and score at any time, too. We're going to have to rotate on defense, maybe throw in a wrinkle here or there, just to kind of give that a look.
In the boys' game, St. John's Tipton 4-3, 2-0 in the NPL. Rock Hills 2-5 and 0-1. Blue Jays coach Lance Bergman on the Grizzlies.
We'll be a little bit tired. I know, I remember McDill shooting 15-footers and being tough for us last year, so they've just gotten better in that situation. They continue to play together more, and, you know, they're just continuing to improve.
And Rock Hills coach Zach Duppy knows it's difficult to match the Blue Jays' style of play.
They're always very athletic. They got guys to really understand the game and can really get up and down the floor well and push the tempo, and good shooters and good athleticism. So always put a lot of pressure on you on the defensive end.
Rock Hills host St. John's Tipton tonight, pregame at 5:50. I'll have the call from Mankato. Again, catch online action at KDCountry94.com. And college hoops, the Big 12 men's conference season tips off this weekend. Number 2, Kansas opens conference play at home. They host TCU. Jayhawks 12-1. Horned Frogs enter at 11-2. KU coach Bill Self on slowing down TCU's transition offense.
That is going to be a big key, is try to keep them in the half court offensively. And it's much easier said than done, because they do play fast. Jamie's done an unbelievable job of having their mindset to play at a pace that is different than anybody we played at this year.
KU and TCU tip off at 1 o'clock on Saturday with pregame coverage at 12:30 on the Z96.3 Through the Lake app if you're within 75 miles of the listening area. K-State's 10-3. They'll open their conference schedule at home on the men's side as well, hosting 9-3 UCF. Tip off set for 5 o'clock on ESPN2. Also on the men's side of the American Athletic Conference, 8-6 and 0-1 Wichita State at 7-7 and 0-1 Temple. Tip off at noon on ESPNU in Philadelphia. In women's hoops, number 11 K-State, 14-1, 2-0 in the Big 12, facing 9-3 and 0-2 UCF in Orlando. Tip off at 1 o'clock on ESPN Plus, while 7-6 and 0-2 Kansas hits the road to 12-3 and 1-1 Texas Tech at 2 o'clock Saturday on ESPN Plus. Full schedule for men's and women's hoops in the conference at Big12Sports.com. A quick college football note: K-State's made their decision on a replacement for Colin Klein at offensive coordinator. It comes in the way of 2 coaches. Connor Riley promoted to offensive coordinator, and former Texas Tech coach Matt Wells was also hired as co-offensive coordinator, quarterbacks coach, and associate head coach. You can read that full story at KStateSports.com. And finally in sports, the Chiefs will finish out the regular season on Sunday in Los Angeles. The number 3 seed is locked up. Many of the starters will not play for the Chiefs. Chiefs coach Andy Reid on what he hopes from players that will have extra opportunities with starters sitting out.
It's a way to build your resume in this league and gives you an opportunity to also strengthen our team as we go into the playoffs with guys with a little more experience gained in a game like this. So that's invaluable.
10-6 Chiefs face the 5-11 Chargers. Our hope is to have the game on Z96.3 Through the Lake pregame at 2. Kickoff at 3:25 from SoFi Stadium in L.A. on Sunday. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.